Welcome back to the Church and Ministry class. You know, in the last presentation, we talked about the seven connections in the operating system. And we're going to be talking about connections throughout this whole class. Today, I'm going to talk about really issues related to you as a pastor, too. Because, you know, you might even have the whole, like, system down. But there are certain intangibles that matter in church and ministry because they matter because you are a leader. You know what you're doing when you're asking someone to listen to you or come to your church? You're really, believe it or not, asking them to follow you. Now, theologically, we understand that we follow Christ and they're really following Christ. But what we're doing is we're really pointing them to Christ. But in a sense, they are following your lead because you are, as the Bible calls it, a pastor, a leader, a church planter. A trust has been given to you. So as you think about leading people within their seven connections of existence, you're a leader. And there's some intangible, necessary, key issues that must be dealt with. The first one is we have got, as pastors and leaders, to have a humility about ourselves. See ourselves honestly. We don't need to hide from God's transforming glory. If there's, you know, sometimes you'll have people who are in the pastorate and there's everybody knows something about them and there's like this elephant in the room, but this person is unteachable. This pastor is unteachable in this area. Now, on one level, no one's going to be perfect. There will probably be at least little elephants in the room just because we're human. But as a pastor, we want to sort of like, you know, get the big elephants at least in the room out of the room. Do you follow what I'm saying? And it's interesting in 2 Corinthians 3:16, a very interesting passage. But whenever anyone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we who with unveiled faces all reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into His likeness to ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. This passage is sort of pointing back to the passage of Moses after he receives the law. And after he receives the law, his face is really shining. But after a while, the face wasn't shining anymore, so Moses put a veil over his face. And he kept the veil on there because it sort of gave the impression that God is really near him, and he wanted to sort of give the, you know, illusion, so to speak. You know, and whether it was something he intentionally did or not, you know, I don't want to get into that. But there was sort of, and this is how leaders often struggle. It's like we really want people to realize that we are from God, we're the pastor and everything like that. But what happens, we can sometimes put veils over things in our life where we want to sort of not have people see us, or we don't want to see ourselves honestly. But this passage, Paul says, take the veil away. Be who you are, but be walking with the Lord. See yourself honestly. See yourself in such a way that it's actually blessing yourself and others. Don't get into the pride thing, where basically you sort of want to give an illusion of, what does a pastor do? Be transparent and be honest. Now, when I say this, I'm not talking like, you know, constantly talk about dirty laundry, constantly blah, 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 and about, you know, I'm just saying, in your heart of hearts, don't go down the trap of thinking that you have to sort of give some impression. You have to please people a certain way. Have that honesty. This is an intangible that when pastors don't give this, that really comes back and hurts them. In seeing yourself honestly, understand that we are all prone to pride and prejudice in our sinful nature, and we are all crackpots. And it is clear, that God would get all the glory in our sanctification. And we see that in 2 Corinthians 4:7 and 10, that we have this treasure in earthen vessels, and the excellency proves that things are of God and not of ourselves. So this is an intangible, but it's so crucial to being a pastor. It's so crucial that our egos, that our pride does not get ahead of ourselves, that somehow or other we think we are more than we are. We are always crackpots. We always need God's grace. We are always growing. He gets all the glory. It does not come on how great and wise and thoughtful we are. As a pastor, remember, we get out of the way of God's work. We don't do the work. I'm going to say that again. Our humility, we get out of way when God is working through us. We are the vehicles of God's work, and He gets all the glory. Love. You know, as a pastor, if you have trouble with love, you know, a pastor has to be able to love the person that's just gossiped about them 3 hours earlier and you heard about it. The pastor is called to be very forgiving. The pastor, and here's why it's so important. Okay, so the person gossiped about you. Okay? How do you minister to that person? Well, there's two ways to look at it. In church and ministry class, we gotta make sure we think about this, talk about it. If somebody treats you gossipy-like, that means they're treating the rest of their family and their work associates and other people probably the same way. If somebody yells at you, they're yelling at their spouse. If someone treats you poorly, they're treating other people poorly. Now, if you have that biblical love, this is an opportunity to minister, not an opportunity to get bitter. If they're doing that to you, that means they're doing it to everybody else. And you know what? They've just been transparent with you. You know what they need. And in love, you can give what they need that they can be helped. For out of much affliction and anguish of heart, I wrote you these many, with many tears, not that ye should be grieved, that ye might know the love for which I more abundantly give unto you. See, in the end of the day, what's awesome about being a pastor is if you get persecuted, you actually get stronger. If you take the bait and become mad or bitter, or you know, and you think about it, and you know, because there will be your distractors. There will be people in ministry who won't like you, they'll hate you. There will be things that you do that didn't quite work out the way you hoped, and then somebody responds with great bitterness. And you've got to love them. And when they persecute you, you bless them. That biblical love is very important. So a transparency, a biblical love. You have to be okay with accountability. It's okay to have other strong people in your lives. We need pastors, elders, deacons, mentors, men, women, that is the body of Christ, to help us see the truth about ourselves and to encourage us to live a life worthy of the name. So, okay, I'll give some examples of this. Okay, a pastoral care issue comes before us. A church and ministry issue comes before us. A conflict comes before us. Oh, we could go ahead and do it alone. Or we could find those trusted leaders that together, who are also motivated by balance and love, that together we might do the work of ministry in church. I'll tell you, it's really dangerous for a pastor to just go out there on a limb alone. Now, you're going to get, you know, when you first start out, you won't know what issues you need accountability and encouragement on. Some of that, you're going to have some failures. Ooh, I should have talked to somebody on that. Ooh, I'm going to talk more to a person on the next time. You know, I'll give you some examples when you really, if you hear somebody says, you know, I'm thinking about suicide, Pastor. You know what? Whatever you think, if it's not going to happen or it's going to happen, and I know we're going to talk about this later in the class as well, that's something to talk to another elder. Get out and get some help with that. Don't just hold that in. Or if there's an affair happening, you know, it's okay to say to the person, the husband or wife, the offended party or whatever, you know, I'm listening to all this. Is it okay if I consult with somebody else concerning you? Now, if they say no, they say no. But in confidentiality, those types of things can be very helpful, because what you're doing is you're in ministry. You're not saying that you know everything. Now, again, I understand each situation is different, and you're going to learn when you can share something, when you can't. In elders, you know, in elders meet, there's confidentiality in that room. I guess my point in this whole section is that don't be the lone ranger. That does not work. And when Satan knows that you are a lone ranger, it seems like the attacks are even more persistent to get that independent streak of yours, that isolationist streak. That's an area where Satan will attack it relentlessly and have you just sort of out to dry. You know, as I think about these intangibles, and there are probably many, many more, we are called to be servants so that ego stays on the back burner. We are called to love when we're persecuted. We are called to be an accountability. And these are just intangibles in church and ministry. So as you're thinking about this, think about how the calling of God in your life to be God's servant is the motivating factor for your ministry.